Okay, we're continuing now. Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Dharam. We're in the middle of a series of questions upon the attacking the opinion of Rav Huna. Just a reminder on Yud Zion, those machlokes between Rav Huna and Shmuel, as to what would be the case if a person could have one Nazirus Chol and another. So the way Rav Huna learned the case was the person says Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lemachar. It has to be where he says, I'm a Nazir today, and then I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. And Shmuel had argued. Shmuel said, no. Afil am hareini Nazir hayom, hareini Nazir hayom, chala Naziris aleh. The second Naziris kicks in, even when he says verbatim the same thing that he did the first time. So now we're going to pick it up on the top of Yud Chesam and Aleph. We just said last time, yes, it was Tufter Rav Huna. Gemara says, lo. No, really, la'olam the case is hareini nazir hayom. The guy says that I'm going to be a nazir today, hareini nazir lemachar, and I'm going to be a nazir tomorrow. So umai, what did it really mean when he said also lo, that the second period of nazirus that counts for him instead of the first? So levar me'ahu yoimi yisera. It counts except for that additional day, which he still has to keep, right? So that's the way he gets out of the attack, that it says, no, it's except for that one day, everything else works. Inami, another way that we could answer it up, kigon shekibel shtei naziros bevasa achas. Case could be where he accepted upon himself two periods of naziros, right? He said like this, Hareini Nazir. So in terms of the neder for the first one, that's going to be when he does She'ela, and he uproots it, he dissolves it. So then the one that he counted will go entirely for his second period of Nazirus. So on this, Sivler of Hamanuna, I'm going to ask an additional kasha on this. Nazir Lahazir. Based on the pasuk we saw in Bamidbar Vav, yeah. Mikan Shehanaziros Chal Naziros. From here, from the fact that what? It's like a similar repetitive wording of Nazir Lihazir. So we learn out from this case that Shiyachal Chalo. Shiyachol. V'halo dinhu. This is a kavachomer. Uma shavua chamura. What's true we find by a shavua where it's more strict? And ain shavua chal al shavua. And you can't have one shavua that would take place on top of another one. Naziris kala. And Naziris is lightest. La kosher king. Then certainly if we're more lean than this, we wouldn't have another one. So Talmud Loim, in order to teach us not like that, in order not to make the Kavachoymer that way, Nazir Lahazir. It uses this like double expression, Mikan. So we see from this, Shehanaziris Chal on Naziris, that you could have one Naziris Bichal on a previous netter that he took to be a Nazir. Okay. When the Gemara continues now and says, Hey Chidami. So what exactly is the case? What are the circumstances that we're talking about over here? Ilay Medama Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. If the case is, which we've seen so many times already, the person said, I'm a Nazir today, and I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Ha'kroi baya? What, you need a pasuk like to prove me that works? It's obvious that the second term of Naziris is going to take place on the next day, right? And since the minimum term, right, Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, so you see that an additional 30 days is going to have to be. That's obvious. Ella rather must be like this. Elav the Omer Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. It must be a case where the guy said it the exact same thing two times, right? I'm a Nazir today. The Ketani, and we learn the Brisa tells in this case where the guy says the same thing, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Naziris Chal al Naziris, right? And it is Chal, and that's against the opinion of Rav Huna, that supports the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel said that works, and Rav Huna said it would not. Lo, again, trying so hard, working to maintain Rav Huna. Hachmai Askinan, what are we talking about? Kigon Shekiba Lav Shtei Naziris Bevasa Achas. No, the Bryce is talking about a case where he had them at the same time. What's the Bryce is selling? That you have to observe these two terms of Naziris and bring a separate Korban for each one of them. That's the case that we're learning out of here. So, my Chumra, the Shavuos Mineder, we saw there was a Brisa that said that in a certain aspect, we have a Chumra, we're more strict with the Shavuah than we are by a Neder. said, what is that? Say, Elaim, if you're going to suggest me that the Chum will be Mishum, the Chayla, Fila, Adav, Shein, Bo, Mamish, the fact that it could take place in something that's intangible, something you can't, has no substance, Neder Nami Chomer. I could bring you a case where you also have a Chomer by Neder. What's that? Shkein Chal Shemitzvah Kirishus. That you can make a Neder on a Mitzvah like a Rishus, right? Se El Mishum Nechsibo Shabua Lo Yinakeh. Now the Chomer is from the Aseret HaDibros. When it's describing the prohibition of taking Hashem's name, it says Lo Yinakeh. Hashem won't hold him clean, filthy, right? Where's the Pasuk? Lo sisa Hashem Hashem lokech lashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem es asher yisa es shemo lashav. Hashem's not going to absolve anyone who uses his name in vain. There's a very important Ramban. It's kedai to look up. I'll do the first part of it at least. The Ramban's working on this thing. Says kavarnis parish zeh hakosu b'divrei Rabbeinu. Right, the Chazal already quoting Gemara Shuas and Chafalef have already taught us shehu oser lehishava b'shem hanichbad larik. You can't use the special, glorious, honorable name of Hashem for no reason. Kigon, what an example of that? Right, shenishba al hayadua laadam shenoso lishanoso. Oh, the kaimo. You take something that's already known. Either you're going to change it or you're going to support it. You take a thing like things made out of marble, and you say this those objects made out of gold. Right, right. And you see something that's clearly made out of marble, you say, oh yeah, I'm taking a shuah. This is marble. So you take one thing that's like false, right? Use Hashem's name as shuah to say it clearly this is a different object than what it really is, or you just take a shuah to say this is a chair. I know it's a chair. What are you doing that for? And then the Ramban explains there's other parts to it as well, though. Va'al derech pshat. Yasur od shlo yisa al sfasav Hashem hanichbad lechinam. You're not supposed to use Hashem's name for no reason in general. Bloshen losisa shema shav. Right, we find later on about the lashon hara. This idea that like losisa is the whole point of it, not having false support. Val esa es shemosam al sfasai. The name shouldn't be on my lips. In Tehillim, ki hadibur yikare kain ba'avur sheyisa bo kol. This idea about yisav, of lifting up, because you can lift up your voice when you're speaking. It brings from Navi, v'chein masad devar Hashem, to lift up the word of Hashem, v'chein yisa b'yom ahu lemor lo ehye chovesh. Okay, I'm not going to be a patron. Sheyisa kol lemor chein. I'm lifting up my voice to say this. Uve emes shegam ze oser. This is also oser. V'nikra b'loshen chachamim moti shem shemayim levatol. That's when using Hashem's name in vain, as we saw earlier in our Masechta back on Ches Amid Beis. Now, there's an additional part of it as well. Chvar Amru Minayin Shlo Yomar Adam LaHashem Ola LaHashem LaHashem Chatas. We shouldn't say for Hashem is an Ola, Hashem is a Chatas. Ela Ola LaHashem Chatas LaHashem. Again, you need the korban first. Tam Lom Korban LaHashem. V'lo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer V'Ima Im Mi Shehu Os LeHakdish Amru Torah Lo Yochesh Mi Ela Al HaKorban. Right? If you can't, you're bringing korban. Hashem says, don't use my name for that. Kal V'Chomer. How much more? So you shouldn't say Hashem's name for no reason. That we saw back on Daf Yud. So Ravan's quoting a lot of the Gemaras that we saw. And then the Ramban, just I'll say it over outside, the next point he addresses, he talks about why this prohibition comes right after Avodah Zarah. And the idea is that you shouldn't think it's like, not such a big thing. Everyone knows Avodah Zarah is such a huge Avera. So too, don't think that using Hashem's name for no reason is also a light thing. Okay, but that's what our Gemara says. That's the Chumra over here. Back to Lo Yinakeh. Continues our Gemara and says, Shavua Shlo Ochal. The Mishnah said, if a person says, I'm taking a Shavua, then I'm not going to eat. Shavua Shlo Ochal. He says it a second time, I'm not going to eat. For Ochal, and he does eat, Enechai Vala Achas. He only has to bring one korban. Omrav im nishal harishona. If he did sheela and he had it removed, like he went to a talmid chacham and got the first one removed, shnia chalav. The second one kicks in. Mimai, right? How do you know that? Where do we learn this out? The second one kicks in. Midlo katan, because it didn't say eina el achas. Right? That you only have one. You only took one oath, even though they're identical. The katan eina chayv el achas. In a second, we see that you are chayav for one of them. Rav chahu deleislo. What it means that he doesn't have a span of time for which this to take effect, because he's already under a different shavua not to eat. Ki mishal al chaverta, but when he does a she'ela on the other one, the first shavua, right? Now the second one has a place to kick in, chayela, and it does kick in. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Vav brings down in, where are we? Yud Zayin. Shavua shlo oichal hayom, shavua shlo oichal hayom, shavua shlo oichal hayom. Oh, she'omer al kikar zeh, shavua shlo ochalena, shavua shlo ochalena, shavua shlo ochalena. Multiple shavuos on the same thing. V'nishal shavua rishona v'hutra. He did a she'ela on it and got it removed. Hare zeh chayim mishum shavua shniya. The second one kicks in. V'chein, says the Rambam, similarly, im nishal hashniya chayim mishum shlishis. If he removed the second shavua, then the third one would kick in. Nishal hashlishis bilvad chayim mishum rishon or shniya. If he only did it on the third, then the first two kick in. Nishal hashniya chayim mishum rishona ushlishis. If he did the she'el on the second one, then the first and third are still there. Im kein mipnei ma omru ein shavua chal shavua. So if this is all true, why are we saying these lashon we see from our Gemara is that the first one doesn't chal? Shim lo nishal v'achla. Right, because if he wouldn't do she'ela and he would eat it, ein echayv el achas kemo shvarno. He only does it. He's only chayv one time, like it's like we explained earlier. That was back in Perek Dalad in Halacha Yud. Okay, lishna chrina, another version of Rava's proof from our Mishnah. Chiyuvehu deleka, right? He's not chayv to bring a korban for the second one. Shavua ika, but there is a right. Chiyuv leka ha shavua ika, right? There is a shavua that's there, right? L'may hilchos. So then, what halachic categories is making? Lichid Rava, like the statement of Rava. The Amar Rava said nishal harishona. If a person does she'elan and requests and dissolves his first one, also lo shniya tachtes, and the second one kicks in, as we just saw from the Rambam. Saleya Mesaile. Let's say now we have a support for this from the Mishnah in Shavuos Chavzayin Amid Beis. Mishnader Shtei Neziros Umana Eser Rishona. So a guy took two cases of vows of Neziros, and he counts the first one. Hifrish Korban, and then he sets aside his Korban. Venisha Aleh. And then he goes to a Talmud Chacham and is does She'ela for the first Shavua, also lo shniya b'rishonas. The second one counts as his first. So even though initially the second one, period of Naziris, didn't have a place it could be chal, right? It wasn't you know completely gotten rid of. It was like hanging out. It was suspended in abeyance, right? But now, therefore, what comes out when the first Naziris is gone and removed, the second one drops right in and takes its place. So you could prove from here that that'll be the same thing for a Shavua. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Kigon, it's different. The Mishnah talking about a case, Shekiba lav shtei naziros bebasa achas. The case is where he simultaneously accepted upon himself two times to be a nazir. And since the two naziros can't be, observed concurrently, right? So halacha will be that the second one is going to kick in immediately after the first one is finished, which is going to take place like sequentially. But if someone will take a shavua prohibiting something on himself that he's already prohibited from because of a different shavua for that same period of time, then in that case the shavua would not take place at all. Okay, and that brings us now to the end of the Amud. We'll pick up Amir Tashem with the next mission on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis.